It's time for the Child Safe program on RX Radio. We'll be chatting to Child Safe SA to find the best ways to keep ourselves safe in every situation. So stay tuned and learn something new right here on RX Radio by and for children.
Hi, my name is Sesetu and I'm a young RX Radio reporter. Winter is a time where we use a lot of hot things, from heaters to fires to even boiling hot water. That is why for today's show, I will be chatting to Chiedza Mujeni from Child Safe about how to protect yourself from burns.
My name is Chiedza Mujeni and I am from Child Safe South Africa. We are an NGO that is based at Red Cross Children's Hospital and I am in charge of communications and administration at Child Safe.
How common are burns, accidents at Red Cross?
Burn injuries increase during this time, which is winter. We have approximately about 6,500 kids that we see in a year. So for instance, last year, 2021, we saw about 742 of burns. And out of that number, the majority of them are hot water burns, mostly known as scalds. And these are from hot water, food and drinks. And then the other category would be flames. So either a house, like shack fires or candles falling. Those are the second common causes of burns. So flame burns and hot water burns.
Why is winter a time where children are more at risk of burns?
Winter time is the time where we're having lots of hot beverages. Our consumption of our coffees and our teas is increased because it's cold. We want to keep ourselves warm and the soup is going round. So you find that lots of accidents, preventable accidents, happen during winter because hot food is being passed around more frequently than in other times of the year, like summer when it's hot.
How do children get burnt in winter?
So like I've mentioned, in winter you have kids either getting hold of a hot beverage that's on the table or on the edge of the table, which is coffee or your tea, or maybe a pot of soup is on the stove and the pot handle is not facing backwards. So either the parent can bump into that pot, or sometimes parents tend to drink hot beverages while they're holding their children. And in that act, it can spill over onto the child. So those are some of the ways that they get burned.
What safety tips would you give to prevent burns in the kitchen?
The kitchen is more the area that has got most burns occurring, because you find that there's a lot of activity. Mom or dad is busy cooking, and while they're cooking, it's a case of either they're not using the back stove plates and the pot handles, either they're facing outwards. So the dangers of leaving the pot handles facing the other way is that the parent or the caregiver can actually bump into the pot while they're cooking, or they can get distracted and leave the kitchen area, and kids could be playing around and they can bump into that pot and it can fall on them. Or kids that are learning to walk can try and reach on that pot handle and whatever contents that are inside will spill over and fall on the child and they get burned. And also in the kitchen you find that we have kettle cords. Some people have kettles that have very long kettle cords, and if they're not secured properly in the kitchen, either by taping them to the wall, the kids can also try and grab on those kettle cords and they can get burnt. So in that instant, we encourage caregivers and parents either to use a cordless kettle or to secure that long kettle cord so that it's not dangling anywhere close where the child can actually have access to. And also our matches and lighters, we have load shedding that's happening. So it's easy for parents and caregivers to just put them where they can easily access those matches and candles. But if they are within the vicinity or the reach of a child, that is a potential hazard for disaster. So always keep them locked away, far from where the kids can reach.
What safety tips would you give to prevent burns in the living and bathroom?
So in the living room, you would find that parents and caregivers would have their heaters on. So it's important to have those ones out of reach. And once they've cooked their foods, you go into the living area and you want to eat. The danger with that is that most parents will warm up food from using the microwave and automatically just start feeding the baby. So it's important that you actually test that food before you serve the child to make sure it's warm enough and not too hot to burn the child. And also importantly, we use tablecloths, but tablecloths pose a danger in that the cloth hangs over the table. So if you have a child that is at the crawling and starting to walk stage, they will grab on that tablecloth, and as they do so, whatever is placed on that table will fall on top of them. So an alternative to using tablecloths would be using placemats. So if you put a placemat, it's better, and we encourage you to put the contents of whatever is hot on the table to be more in the center and not on the edge of the table. Very importantly, like I'd mentioned earlier, please do not hold a child while you have your hot beverage, or pass any hot drinks or beverages over the child's head, because it's a potential accident that can happen, because those contents can fall on top of the child. And as I've mentioned with load shedding, blow out candles if you're going to sleep. Don't leave them burning loosely close to curtains, or alternatively use the safer candle, which we encourage, where you use a recycled glass jar with dry sand inside, with half a candle inside for stability. So when you light up that candle, you know that should it topple over, the sand would extinguish that potential flame, or if it burns out when it reaches to the sand, it automatically extinguishes itself. And then in the bathroom, we encourage parents to run the cold water first. You find that we are used to filling the tub with hot water and then we try and dilute and mix it with the cold water. But the dangers with using that method is that when you fill that bathtub with hot water, the parents and the caregiver either, one, can get distracted and leave, or a neighbor can come, or the pot can burn, or the kids can quarrel other kids and they'll quickly rush and attend to that. But now the little one who is preparing to get bath is excited. Kids love water, and they won't know that mommy or daddy have not set the bath water to the right temperature, and they will automatically just climb into the bathtub or into the basin and they can burn themselves. But if you start with the cold water, should any distractions happen, you know your child is safe. Should they get into the water basin or in the bathtub, nothing will happen to them. So those are some of the safety tips that we encourage parents and caregivers to look out for in the living area and in the bathroom.
What safety tips would you give to prevent burns outside?
So outside, when you have braais or parties, it's always important that you extinguish those flames with water instead of sand. Because what happens with sand is that the children can actually step on that sand not knowing, and they can burn themselves. So it's very, very important that you do that. And you should never leave things like your paraffin outside, because kids can get hold of those loose matches that are lying around. And we know that it is very highly combustible. So keep any combustible items far from children's reach. So that could be in a locked cupboard or high up, and not anywhere that they can access.
What should people do if there is a fire in their home?
Importantly, we encourage people to install, and unlike other developed nations where smoke alarms are automatically installed in homes, it's not the case here where we stay. So if you can afford, please try and install a smoke alarm and make sure that you check the batteries every time to make sure that it's working. Should there be a fire in your house, you need to just make sure that everyone gets out safely and help everybody else who's in the house to get out of harm's way. And it's also important that if there's a lot of smoke, try and crawl underneath to escape the fire. And if possible, always have more than one exit route for everyone to be aware of in the house, so that should anyone get stuck, they know that not only the front door, but there's an alternative route that they can use to get out safely.
What should people do if they get minor burn?
Should anyone get a minor burn, first of all, you need to get the patient or the child from the source of danger, very importantly. And do not put anything on that wound except for cool water. Just run the place that's been burnt with cool water for about 5 minutes. Do not put anything, eggs, margarine, oil, anything at all, just cool water. And after you've done that, please cover that burn wound with a clean cloth or plastic or cling wrap, and then take them to the nearest medical facility, whether it's a clinic or a hospital, for them to get medical attention as soon as possible.
How can the listeners find information about burns?
Should people be interested even in resources that talk about burn prevention or to see the work that we do on burns, they are welcome to come to Red Cross Children's Hospital and visit our center, or they can call us on 021-685-5208, or alternatively they can visit our website at www.childsafe.org.za.
Thank you, Chiedza, for that insightful information. Make sure you stay safe from burns this winter, listeners.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.